Time for a phone scam with Spike.
We're going to phone scam Mike. His wife Paula sent this in to us and had a great idea. He actually works for a limo company, and he parks his cars out on the street instead of in a private driveway. So she thought maybe there was something we could do with that. She was saying maybe we can have an accident where he back into the tree. I came up with something else.
Now, another world-famous Mojo Joe in the Morning phone scam.
Can I help you?
Yeah, hello. This is Philip Rip and Clipple from Flip and Ripple Tree and Garden. We trim them, cut them, gut them, plant them where you want them. Is this the limo company?
Yeah, it is.
You park your town cars out on Lincoln Street, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Oh, geez, if we didn't have a little mistake out here this morning. My guys were cutting down some trees and one of them fell flat right down onto your two cars.
What?
Yeah, had a new worker up there removing some overhead branches from a maple, and he just about pooped himself, dropped the chainsaw, and some of the branches came down on top of your cars.
You smashed my cars? How many cars did it hit?
Well, he just up and lost his gripping there. The branches fell in the wrong direction, and he ripped his shirt trying to grab them.
Ripped how many cars did you hit of mine?
Straight down onto two of your Lincoln Town cars.
Two of my cars.
But it's like I always say, thank God for girls, gravy, and car insurance.
Uh-huh.
You know, maple's just about the hardest tree to prune on account of the grain of the bark and everything.
Let me get your number and your information. I need to report this right away. I need jobs
here. Okay. Well, don't get your tail feathers in a ruffle over this, because I'll take care of the damage, or my name isn't Philip Rippenclipple from Flippin' Ripple Tree and Garden.
All right, what is it, Philip
Rippen? My work is Philip Rippenclipple?
Rippenclipple.
Flippin' Ripple Tree and Garden?
Flippin'.
No, Philip Rippenclipple. Flippin' Ripple Tree and Garden, we trim them, cut them, gut them, plant them where you want them.
Are you outside right now? I mean, I'd like to just see you in person, because
my worker ripped his shirt, and I got to tell you the worst part about this is that he almost nearly lost a finger when his hand got caught up in some wires.
Excuse me, that's not my concern,
all right? It's fine, though. Thanks for asking.
Well, you smashed two of my cars. I got jobs to do today.
I didn't smash them, per se.
And you're telling me about your worker ripping his shirt open. Now, what the hell is this?
Sir, I didn't smash your cars, per se. Just a couple of leaves fell on your windshield. A
couple of leaves? And what are you telling me? So there's no damage?
Well, no. There were some branches attached to the leaves.
Uh-huh. So you did smash the cars. So what are we talking about? The whole tops?
The cars
smashed in, or?
Cars had some minimal damage, just some scratches.
Scratches?
But the windshield didn't do so well. Just smashed clean out like a fireworks display.
Oh, God.
Charlie? That's the new worker, Charlie? He's afraid to even get back up into the tree now. He almost fell flat down.
Why are you telling me that? I don't care about Charlie, all right? I'm running a business here, and it sounds like you just knocked half my business out in one
fell
swoop.
Well, here's the thing. He ripped a shirt, almost lost a finger, and did I mention he suffered from an abrasion on his left cheek?
Why are you telling me that?
I'm just trying to explain. My worker's more scared than the last piece of pizza in a room full of fat ladies.
I don't care about your workers, all right? I got workers I need to pay, and I got a job to do tonight.
I'm going to have to assign them to shrubbery for the next 6 months.
I don't care about your workers. I need you to come over here, give me your information, or give it to me on the phone. I need to call my insurance company right away and figure out what you're going to do about this.
The good thing is we were able to write down the license plate numbers of those cars.
Buddy, I know the license plate numbers, okay? I own the cars.
Great, then we're square?
What do you mean we're square? I haven't even gotten your information yet.
Well, I told you about my worker. He hurt his finger and cheek, ripped his shirt, almost fell clean out of the tree.
What are you, a maniac? I don't care about your worker.
He's had the hiccups for 30 minutes now. Can't seem to get rid of them.
You going to talk to my lawyer next?
Sir, I want to make you a happy man, or my name isn't Philip Rippenclipple from Flippin' Ripple Tree and Garden.
What? Give me your phone number.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do in order to cool your jets. I'll just type up a Form 713 and fire it off in the mail to you.
The hell? What's the 713? That doesn't mean anything to me.
If you just file the Form 713, and it's the legal notification that you've just been the victim of a phone scam.
What?
This is Mojo in the Morning, and your beautiful wife, Paula, said business was slow, so you could use a little hassling for Mojo.
Oh, my God. This is Mojo?
No, this is Spike, and Mojo's here,
yes.
Sarah.
Oh, my God.
How you doing, man?
I love your show, man. That's so funny.
You got it. We got you on a phone scam here. The cars are fine. The trees are okay. And you...
Oh.
I'm not so sure about Charlie, though. He's still up in the tree.
Oh, okay.
We will scam you.
Your home of the phone scams. This is Mojo in the Morning on Channel 955.